Region 3 Regional Commander Ray Jackson. The reason we brought him in was because, you know, one of the most challenging things to come to terms with for firefighters is the chance that they could lose their own home while fighting other fires.
Absolutely. I mean, you don't think about that yourself. You think about yourself a lot in that situation, but you don't think about, my goodness, the people who are actually fighting the fire. They're on the line as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, my partner Sachi signed up last year with the CFS with Bridgie, and that's something that he's concerned about. But, you know, it's something you need to do if you want to be a part of the community in that way. And Ray went from supporting his teams during the Cuddly Creek fire to rushing to save his family home as the blaze charged towards it. He's with us now. Thanks for coming in, Ray.
Thank you and good morning.
So tell us about that fateful day.
Yeah, it seems so long ago, but it really wasn't. It was a terrible day, as we all know. And in the morning, we got the property set up, and obviously knew the weather was coming, as everyone did. It had been a long, hot, dry summer, and essentially for me that day, I went into work. We set up our regional command team. Every fire ban day, we have a command team we set up within the region, and we were all set up for the day. I'd spoken to the family. We had all the preparation done at home. We had our generator out. We had the water ready, you know, things like that. And, all of a sudden the fire kicked off and I thought, oh, gee, this could be a bit interesting.
Interesting is the word you used there. I remember the same morning here at the radio station when I think we were having our team meeting and someone said, oh, you know, there's an alert. And then the rest of that day was just hectic. And we were nowhere near it. Like, you know, we were here in Murray Bridge hearing the alerts go off and giving the messages, but we were not on that front ground. We may have had family there. I know my wife had to evacuate that day. But, yeah, it's the pressure that you feel, I mean, obviously, from here, just hearing sirens and things, to them being on the front line, what was that like as the fire came into your house?
I think the fire bit was the easy bit, and I know that sounds a bit funny, but I had faith in our preparation. We'd done a lot of work around the house, and the house was up for sale, so it was manicured to within an inch of its life around the house. The paddocks around it had been really eaten out. We were quite well prepared for that. When I got home, I sent my wife and the kids away. I just looked at the wife and said, kids don't need to see this, because I'd actually seen the fire at Brakunga. We have another property there, and I'd seen how hard it was going. I actually got stuck. I had to go a really long way around to get home. So the fire was the easy bit for me, because all the training and all the things I've done for years kicked in. You know, a few times I had to run inside, and but I knew I was going to be all right, because I knew what was happening. I understood the fire, and I understood that because we were so prepared, the house would protect me while the fire went past. It's all the stuff that happens afterwards that's the hard work, I think.
All right. Is there a sense of camaraderie within the CFS? Is there any support that you have? Because it's a really emotional job.
Yes, it is. And there's two support levels. So for us, we live in a really tight-knit small community. Four of us together looked after each other on that day. But organisationally, fantastic post the event. You know, there was nothing was too hard. I wasn't made, you know, I didn't have to come back to work, even though I had all this guilt about not coming back to work, leaving my team there on their own and things like that. So, yeah, they really did, and lots of messages. And we had a working bee some months afterwards, because that was the easiest way. All these officers support, and people came from miles away, like Wakery, Pinneroo, everywhere. It was just amazing.
That's good to hear. And it's good to hear, you know, first responders are in that position where, like you've said, the training kicks in and you're calm under the pressures. And then it's certainly after that where the emotional toll that maybe a lot of people don't think about. It's good to hear you've got that kind of support going on, whether it is, you know, in fires or ambulances. I mean, there's so many different first responders. It's good to get a chance for us to say thank you on a day like this and really get an in-depth look at what you have to do every day and throughout the year.
Mm. Did your house survive?
Yes. Yeah, the house and the shed survived. Wasn't a blade of grass left on the place and all the fences were gone, but, yeah, it's all of that.
Yeah. Is there anything that you wish people would do better to prepare? And even, I imagine, there were some things that you realised you could have prepared better for.
I think take the time and prepare all year round would be my message. You know, I have a plan for our property. We get the stock in around the back of the house every year, and you know that starts in October, and so that by the time the fire got to me, it wasn't really high fame or any of that. But also to consider having a plan A and a plan B. Plan A was to stay, that was always our plan. But after I'd seen the fire, plan B kicked in and I sent, you know, my family away. But making sure that you know what's going on and you have time to be able to do that to get, if you want people to go and have faith in your preparation.
Well, it's good to know that we've got people that are calm in the face of danger like that as our first responders out there like you, Ray, and we really thank you for your service that day and all days into the future, because we know it's just the start. You know, this is not going to hold up any summer coming.
No.
Yeah, it's something that we'll need more and more firefighters into the future. You must be really pleased. There's quite a big volunteer body now as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Yeah, and our guys just do an amazing job out there, just dropping everything and going out to help their communities.